Texting between two different kinds of phones makes photos blurry, ugly, and security risky. Not just that, it also makes video calling, editing messages, or leaving a group nearly impossible. With WhatsApp, everyone can enjoy seamless messaging with the protection of end-to-end encryption. Streamline your messages across all devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with anyone you want. Click the banner or download now to learn more.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5. Or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit Starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm getting married today. I'm also a firefighter and first responder. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can make it to my ceremony to start the next chapter of my life.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Jake Crumpler.
What's up, fellow fantasy managers? Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. My name is Jake Crumpler, and it's the weekend, so as always, I'll be taking over for Bubba as the host of this weekend edition of the podcast. You can follow me at Jake Crumpler on Twitter and can find all of my work at CrumplerBaseball.com. Let's dive into everything baseball related from Friday, May 24th. We'll start it off as always with the transactions, injuries, news, and notes from around the league, starting with the bad news. Starting pitcher AJ Smith-Shaver of the Braves was placed on the 15-day IL with a grade 2 oblique strain. As soon as he arrived, Smith-Shaver is gone, and he's due for an extended absence with an injury that has a 6 to 8 week recovery time frame. Ray Kerr was recalled from the minors and made a spot start on Friday, and he should stick in the rotation going forward, but Bryce Elder is likely to be the long-term solution there in Atlanta. Starting pitcher Dean Kramer is our other IL placement, as the Orioles placed him on the 15-day IL with a right tricep strain. Kramer was shellacked for 5 runs in his last start and has now surrendered 11 runs in his last 2 starts after holding opposing teams to just 7 runs across his previous 4 outings. The Baltimore rotation is now severely depleted, with John Means having been placed on the IL on Thursday as well. Luckily, the Orioles have plenty of former members of the rotation in the bullpen. Expect Cole Irvin and Albert Suarez to transition back to the rotation. Suarez is expected to start today. In terms of transactions, starting pitcher Kenta Maeda was activated from the 15-day IL. Maeda spent the minimum time on the IL with a viral illness. He tossed 5 shutout innings while fanning just 1 Blue Jay in his return to the mound. Matt Manning was once again ousted from the rotation, but he could be back soon if Reese Olson hits the IL. Outfielder Miguel Andujar was activated from the 15-day IL by the A's. He tore his meniscus right before the start of the season and underwent surgery to repair that torn meniscus, and Andujar has finally recovered from the surgery and got straight to work, producing 3 hits out of the cleanup spot in his Oakland debut. He should play left field every day moving forward. In terms of news, outfielder Josh Lowe left Wednesday's game with side tightness on the same side as the oblique strain he suffered in the spring that kept him out for a good portion of the start of the season. season. An MRI on Thursday produced inconclusive results, so the team re-evaluated Lowe on Friday. A stint on the 10-day IL still seems likely for Lowe, but a decision will be made today. Third baseman Royce Lewis of the Twins will begin a rehab assignment today. It's good news as the former top prospect got injured on opening day and is nearing the final step in a lengthy rehab process. Outfielder James Wood was removed from a game on Thursday, which caused a ton of hype surrounding a potential call-up, but we just got our hopes up as Wood was precautionarily removed from the game while dealing with hamstring tightness. Starting pitcher Kodai Senga of the Mets is going to be shut down for a few days after experiencing triceps inflammation. It seems like a minor setback, so he should be back on the mound in a few days. Shortstop Zach Neto underwent imaging on his sore elbow. The imaging revealed only inflammation, which means Neto should be able to return to the field in short order. And lastly, starting pitcher Merrill Kelly also got imaging on his injured shoulder. It showed significant healing, which is a good sign for Kelly's recovery timeline. The D-backs will seek further opinions on Kelly's shoulder before sending him out on a rehab assignment. And now we can check out the notable performances from Friday, a day in which we had a slate of 14 games as the matchup between the Cubs and the Cardinals was postponed and will be made up on July 13th. We'll start it off with our hitters, leading off with Jonathan India versus the Dodgers as he helped the Reds to a win, going 3-for-3 with a run, a home run, a double, 4 runs batted in, and a walk. He's up to 3 home runs on the year now, and this one traveled 367 feet at 105.6 miles per hour. It's hard for me to keep tabs on players that aren't on my fantasy teams. I didn't draft India anywhere, so this was a nice chance to catch up and see how he's doing. Even after the big game, it's been another poor season at the plate for the former Rookie of the Year. India's being ultra patient, but it hasn't paid off as his 89 WRC plus is the lowest of his four-year career. His batted ball metrics aren't rosy either as he's sporting the lowest barrel rate of his career and is hitting more ground balls than ever. Hitting every day in a good lineup in Great American Ballpark makes India an enticing option, but after two straight years of underwhelming performances with an even further step back this year, I think it's time to move on from India. We'll continue our second base special as we look at Michael Massey as he helped the Royals to a win in Tampa Bay, going 2-for-3 with 2 runs, a home run, and 3 runs batted in. It was his 6th home run of the year and it traveled 390 feet at 100.6 miles per hour. Massey has been on fire since returning from the IL. The left-handed hitter didn't make his season debut until April 19th, but all he's done is hit since he's arrived. Massey is being super aggressive at the plate, but it's working as he's batting 294 with a 124 WRC plus and a 7% reduction to his strikeout rate. Even with the contact gains, Massey has maintained his power metrics and looks primed for a season where he bats around 275 with 15 to 20 homers and a few chip and stolen bases. Massey's biggest calling card will be his run production numbers as he bats fifth behind some solid bats in Kansas City and is currently on a 95 run and 128 RBI pace. Massey is a must roster in 15 team leagues right now and is making himself relevant in standard leagues as well. We'll wrap up our party of the keystone position as we look at Nick Gonzalez as he helped the Pirates to a win versus the Braves, going 2-for-3 with a run, a double, 4 runs batted in, and a walk. And Gonzalez looks to have figured something out in his second big league stint. The 2027th overall pick, Gonzalez had an up and down journey through the minors before debuting with a 64 WRC plus across 35 games in his MLB debut last year. Gonzalez began 2024 at AAA, where he posted a 165 WRC plus, earning him a call-up a couple weeks ago. Since his promotion, Gonzalez has batted an even 300 with a 136 WRC plus and a pair of dingers, and he's made very clear improvements from his first taste of the majors, slashing his strikeout rate by 7% while walking 2.3% more often. Gonzalez is also sporting impressive batted ball metrics with the caveat of a small sample size. In 14 games, he has a 15% barrel rate and a 52.5% hard hit rate, indicators that suggest Gonzalez is due for a monster season and should be rostered universally. But if you'd like a breakdown of other notable hitting performances from Friday, check out the Daily Batters Box article over on pitcherlist.com. Now we'll head to the mound and check out the notable starting pitching performances, opening with Braxton Garrett in Arizona as he earned the win, tossing a complete game shutout, 9 innings, 4 hits, no earned runs, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. He earned the win while inducing 11 whiffs with a 34% CSW across 95 pitches. Garrett threw a Maddux, completing a shutout with fewer than 100 pitches, making him the 9th pitcher this year to pitch a complete game. Garrett struggled in his first two starts back from the IL, surrendering a combined 11 runs against the Phillies and Mets. The southpaw flipped a switch in the desert on Friday, though, as he sported increased velocity across his repertoire. That allowed Garrett to deploy his kitchen sink approach to great effect. Garrett induced whiffs on six different pitches, with the slider and changeup leading the way with three apiece. The slider was the key here, as it went for 43% CSW because the D-backs were passive against Garrett's sinker, which stole 11 called strikes to set up his other offerings. Garrett has found success in each of the past two seasons, logging a 3.58 ERA across 88 innings in 2022, before a true breakout in 2023 with a 3.66 ERA across nearly 160 frames. I still don't buy it, really, as he's a pitcher who relies heavily on called strikes with his sinker to set up mediocre secondaries, and he pitches for a team that won't provide him many win opportunities. Garrett heads to San Diego for his next outing, and it may be worth a shot, but I'm going to need to see one more before I fully buy into Garrett being all figured out and in a groove. Next, we have Christian Scott as he took on the Giants. He took a no decision, but the Mets lost. Scott tossed six innings, allowing just two hits and two earned runs with one walk and four strikeouts. He induced five whiffs with a 27% CSW across 94 pitches. I was absolutely enamored with Scott after his impressive debut in Florida, as he spotted his fastballs well and displayed a pretty nice slider and sweeper. Since then, Scott has taken down the Braves, gotten crushed by the Marlins, and now has pitched well enough to survive against the Giants. His fastball did all the work here, living in the zone and earning a whopping 17 called strikes. The fastball's success allowed his secondaries to take a night off, but this wasn't a repeatable performance. Scott was lucky to face such a passive lineup, and he certainly won't get by with such a high reliance on balls in play after inducing just five whiffs and four punchouts. We're going to have to see more from Scott's secondaries in his next start against the Diamondbacks to have the faith to roll with him for the rest of the year. And lastly, we have Alek Manoah in Detroit as he took the loss, tossing four and two-thirds innings, allowing five hits and four runs while walking two with four strikeouts. He induced 13 whiffs with a 27% CSW across 97 pitches. A rough season debut was what everyone expected from Manoah, but our expectations were shifted after the former All-Star didn't surrender an earned run across his next two starts. That led to loads of fantasy managers, including myself, buying into the comeback with Manoah set to take on the lowly Tigers on Friday. However, Manoah made his believers pay by failing to control his fastballs to support the rest of his arsenal. His sinker struggled the most as it couldn't find the zone and went for just 13% CSW, and Manoah tried to make up for it with his four-seamer, and while it recorded four whiffs and 35% CSW, it was scattershot around the zone. The slider was spotted well glove side, allowing it to induce three whiffs, while the changeup surprised with four whiffs across just 16 offerings as well. So there is a solid base here if Manoah has the feel for his secondaries like he did on Friday, but his whole repertoire rides on the success of his sinker jamming righties and his four-seamer earning whiffs up in the zone. If Manoah can't locate his heaters, he's cooked. Manoah gets the White Sox in Chicago next time, and if he can't succeed there, it's time to give up on the big righty. But if you'd like a breakdown of every single start from Friday, give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick's daily starting pitcher roundup over on pitcherlist.com. Now we'll head to the bullpen and check out the relievers that got saves and the closers that pitched outside of safe situations or blew their saves. Starting with the former, Camilo Doval worked around a run to record his ninth save of the season. It was a nail biter, but Doval lived to tell the story. Josh Hader locked down his seventh save with a perfect ninth. The southpaw finally dropped his ERA below four. Jason Foley got the final out of the ballgame and was rewarded with his 11th save. Andrew Chafin was handed ninth inning duties with a six-run lead before that, but he failed to get the job done, creating a save situation for Foley in the process. Yoan Duran notched his fifth save with a hitless ninth, and it's good to see him used traditionally after appearing in non-save high-leverage situations across the past couple of weeks. And lastly, Craig Kimbrell secured his 11th save with a perfect ninth. Kimbrell is looking comfortable back in the closer role. In terms of closers to pitch outside of save situations or blow their saves, Edwin Diaz pitched a scoreless seventh. He's not the closer, but it's a good sign that he's putting up zeros as he attempts to regain his confidence and his role. Reed Garrett blew up in the eighth, so it looks like the team was planning on having Adam Ottavino close things out. He should be the team's go-to option this weekend. Michael Kopech recorded one out in the eighth inning with the game tied. However, he allowed two inherited runners to score before ending the inning. That frame wound up being the deciding frame of a game in which the White Sox would go on to lose. And lastly, Jose Alvarado blew a one-run lead in the ninth, the first time he's blown a save this season. Jeff Hoffman continues to inch closer to being a full-time closer in Philly. But if you'd like a breakdown of notable relief pitching performances from Friday, check out the Daily Reliever Ranks article over on pitcherlist.com. And before we look forward to today's games, we're going to take a quick break.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit Starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Yeah, it's another day, but what kind of day is it really? A day of doom scrolling? Laundry day? Nah, it's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. So grab a pack, grab your friends. Make the most of each day with those who matter most. When you're together with White Claw, every day is a once in a lifetime experience. You just gotta grab it. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone,
or you say,
hang it in there,
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak,
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Luc Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Save big money with help from Menards. Stay cool this summer with portable air conditioners from Polonis. Featuring multiple comfort settings and built-in thermostat, they're easy to install, come with a remote, and are available in several models suited to your specific cooling needs. Take control of your comfort with Polonis products at Menards. And check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now we'll look forward to Saturday, May 25th, a day in which we'll have a full slate of 15 games. My matchup of the day is Dylan Cease versus Marcus Stroman, Padres versus Yankees. And we'll have two pitchers and new threads squaring off in an interleague matchup. We also get to see Juan Soto facing his former team for the second day in a row. In terms of probable starters, we've got 7 guys in our auto starts tier, including Aaron Nola in Colorado, Logan Gilbert in Washington, and Nick Pivetta versus the Brewers. Our probably starts tier has 9 pitchers, and that's where we'll find our streamer of the day in Jose Soriano versus the Guardians. Soriano is very similar to Jordan Hicks with a hard sinker and secondaries that need to be on point for him to succeed. So as long as Soriano has one secondary to pair with a well-commanded sinker today, he could survive 5 frames against the Guardians. I'd also keep an eye out for Michael Lorenzen in Minnesota. It's not my favorite option, but if you're desperate for a win or a quality start, here's your chance with Lorenzen against an underwhelming Twins crew. In terms of hitter suggestions, I'm obligated to suggest Phillies hitters and Coors. They'll be taking on right-handed pitcher Dakota Hudson. You may also have luck with Royals hitters against Aaron Civale, who has been having a really rough time recently. Or you could go with Diamondbacks hitters against Sixto Sanchez and his 6.41 ERA. And I will close things out with our relievers to watch. Craig Kimbrell has pitched on consecutive days, but so have both Yennier Cano and Danny Coulomb. So I'd expect Jacob Webb to get the call if a save arises today. In Philadelphia, both Jose Alvarado and Jeff Hoffman have pitched on back-to-back days, so Matt Strom or Orion Kerkering will get the 9th today, depending on matchup. Strom is the lefty, Kerkering is the righty. And lastly, Camilo Doval has pitched in 3 of the past 4 days, but the rest of the bullpen is very taxed as well, so I'd expect him to be available today. But that'll do it for today's episode of the First Pitch Podcast. Make sure to head on over to pitcherlist.com to check out all of the great articles and features we have on the site. Join PL Pro to gain access to the Discord to interact with Pitcherlist staff and members of the community, as well as to utilize the in-season tools to help you win your leagues. That'll wrap up this edition of the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Crumpler. Tune in tomorrow and every day for a new installment of the podcast, and make sure to enjoy the day as we are blessed with another day of baseball.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean Lafitte.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.